Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Let's get this out of the way. John, we've been doing this show almost 2 months.
Yeah.
How much time have we spent on the Pistons?
Oh, all total through those 2 months? Let me get my calculator out. I don't know, maybe 3 minutes? I'll say maybe a total of 20 minutes.
Sure.
Two segments.
I say this because I know people are going to go, why are you talking about the Pistons? Guys, we know the Pistons are not exactly a ratings draw, okay? And pre-show, I said, we do want people to listen to the show. So should we? And we should. This is kind of like your vegetables. The season's over. This is the time to take a step and to take a step back and see what comes of it. Because change was promised. Change has not happened. The rumored change from The Athletic is that they will hire a president of basketball operations above Troy Weaver and Monty Williams. Cleaning out the lockers today at 10, presumably so the players don't have to address any moves they make later in the day. I do hope there are several moves, John. It's indefensible to keep Troy Weaver as a part of this organization. And I'd argue money shouldn't be an issue for a billionaire. Monty Williams shouldn't be coaching the team either. But if you need a new basketball guy to come in and make the decisions for you, so be it. But, John, there's no way Troy Weaver should be in the front office in a couple hours. Like, fine, let the guys get out of the locker room. Don't make them answer the questions about it. But 11 o'clock, noon, lunchtime, Weaver's gone, bye-bye. Got to happen, right?
So he's accountable for 4 years. Mm-hmm. Are we giving him 4 years?
Yeah.
Where do those 4 years rank?
You love this stat.
I do. I mean, they are, one of them this year was the worst in franchise history with only 14 wins. Four of his four seasons finish in the worst 8 years that this franchise has ever known. Ooh. And they have progressively gotten worse. And so I always wonder, and I ask the question, right, is there something that we're not seeing from year two, you know, from year one to year two? Did they get a little bit better? Is there hope on the horizon? Then same thing year two to year three. Now year three to year four. And then you look at the whole thing. When he took over, are they better 4 years after he was making decisions than they were when he took over?
When he took over, they were a 20-win team. Fast forward 4 years later, 14, the fewest in Pistons history. They featured a 28-game losing streak, the longest in NBA history. The answer is no.
And so at that point, you're looking at going, well, we're not clearly on the right course. Well, who sets the course? The GM is the one that starts that course by acquiring players, putting together and assembling a roster that you want to have some superstars, but you want to be balanced. You want to have guys that can actually shoot in a game where you've got to be able to make three-pointers. Who do we have to rely upon to be shooting three-pointers? We have a lot of guards, but none of them are known for being good or effective or consistent behind the arc.
It's a three-point shooting league, and Weaver always minimized that in the media. And if you look at his roster, more importantly, his actions minimize three-point shooting. The guys who we would consider to be the young core, and it's not much of a core when you win 14 games, but it's Cade.
Mm-hmm.
Ivy is not a plus shooter. Asar Thompson is not a plus shooter, and Jalen Duren is not a plus shooter. So what the hell is this roster in today's NBA where three of the four core guys aren't plus shooters around Cade Cunningham? That's not exactly a good... you didn't build a cohesive roster. You collected names. You never built a team. And if you're Weaver, your win percentage is worse than even Matt Millen. Since you've been here, your basketball team is a combined, and I typed it all out, went back through, made sure I double checked it. It's every bit as bad as you think, if not worse. 74 and 244. They won 23% of their games. Matt Millen won 27% of his games as the executive of the Detroit Lions. We have a guy worse than Millen, and you have an owner who has to step up and step in and fire people. And I do think Monty's on that list too. And I know that's more expensive. I know he signed a rich contract in the offseason, but he didn't want to coach. And he told you he didn't want to coach. And he told you at the press conference he took the job in part because of the money. And then it felt like he coached the team like a guy who wanted to be fired. He would tell people, hey, I'm not going to keep playing the all-bench lineup. The very next night, the all-bench lineup's in the game. Why is Killian Hayes starting 30 minutes a night? He's not in the league anymore. Like, Monty really ran this team. I can't tell you factually he wanted to get fired. I can just tell you if a coach wanted to get fired, they would have done everything Monty Williams did this season.
Or and here's the things that we don't know behind the scenes. Was he told by Troy Weaver, hey, you've got to play Killian Hayes because we want to inflate his trade value, which was nothing.
Non-existent. Well, the other flip side, people wanted to see Ivy. Right. And that was the guy losing out to those minutes.
Yeah.
Remember, and then Monty admitted like, oh, yeah, I probably should have done this sooner. No kidding. You should have played your top five guard alongside Cade to see if it worked or not. We'll see. A teardown of the studs is probably what they need to do. Will they have the guts to do it? Will they financially take the hit to fire multiple people and pay multiple people and really do what this organization needs? Or is it going to be a lot of platitudes?
It needs to be the frame, you know, right down to the frame off restoration. And you've got to find a way. And I don't think the answer is going to be bring in a, you know, president of basketball operations to oversee Troy Weaver, because that doesn't work for Troy Weaver either. Now, all of a sudden you've neutered him and he's got to run everything by. And then, you know, what the basketball of operations just tells him, no. Like it doesn't work for Troy Weaver. It doesn't work for the Pistons to have that same voice there, especially if everything is going to be overruled when it comes down to it.
John, you've brought this up before. When you spray Febreze in a smelly bathroom.
Yes, then you just get the mix.
You just get the mix. That's what this would be. Even if you have the crispest smelling.
Yes, there's no really good way to cover a turd.
No, you're going to have to flush it. And you're going to have to air out the room. And that's what the Pistons need to do. Flush it and air out the room. If you sprinkle a little Febreze into this current situation, it's going to smell like apples and ass. Like, it's not going to fix the situation.
You know what, guys? I think maybe the most indicting thing of Weaver is, and it's excuses and why he has been bad at his job, is this. You go back to the 2022 draft. Teams that were in the same kind of area in their franchises, all a little bit different. It's not exact, but this shows you what you can do from being in the lottery, you know, right around the Pistons, and then what you can't do when you're the Pistons. So 2022 Magic, 47 wins this year. Yep. They had the number one pick that year. Mm-hmm. The Pistons didn't. They took Ivy.
Great
that
point.
Year. Thunder, number one seed in the West. They had the second pick in the 2022. This is less than 2 years ago. Okay. That'll be 2 years this coming draft. 57 wins. Again, they got Holmgren. The Pistons didn't. The Rockets are to 41 wins now. They were right there in the conversation, the Cade draft a year before, 2021. Yeah. How about the Pacers? They picked sixth in the 2022 draft. So behind the Pistons.
Yeah, Mathurin was their pick. Yep.
47 wins. I mean, it's one thing if the Pistons, because they didn't get the Yzerman excuse, which is the lottery luck, that they'd be sitting at 30 to 35 wins. 13?
Right. Your fourth year is your worst year. Come on. Indefensible.
That's why. Exactly.
248-539-9797. Let's get to Meech in Detroit. Good morning. You're on 97.1.
Morning, fellas. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, so I'm thinking about the Pistons here. Like, we won, 14 games this year? Mm-hmm. And for some reason, they didn't play, like you guys said, they played Killian Hayes too much. That should have been Jaden Ivey and Cade Cunningham getting their run together, especially since Cade missed the majority of last year. Matter of fact, if not all of last year, when Jaden Ivey was really showing out, they need to feature Jalen Duran more. Even though it's a three-point league, they should adapt the DeMar DeRozan and Kawhi Leonard take. And, you know, we got a bunch of mid-range players. We don't have three-point shooters. The ones that we did have and drafted, like Luke Kennard, we let go. And now they're, you know, shooting when they're supposed to shoot other places. Monty Williams, like you guys said, never wanted to coach. He was definitely in it for the money. And when you really think about it, when that Phoenix Sun team that he was a part of went to the finals, I mean, it wasn't like he was just doing an amazing coaching job because they end up losing to the Bucks. It was the players that he had on that roster. And next year, we will win a double, if not triple, the amount of games we won this year. Thank you, guys. Thanks for the call.
And
thanks for taking my call.
And I appreciate it. Appreciate anybody who has any passion left in them after this season. I mean, the only good thing is it's finally over. The season's over now.
Well, and you would think, with the worst record in franchise history, that there's only one way to go, and that's up. Now, I'm not going to go as far as Meech did and say, you know, double or even triple their wins from this year, but I think if we're setting the bar as low as we can, double at 28 wins?
Long off season. Not going to hold you to it. How many of the four young players are here next season? Cade, Ivy, Durin, Thompson.
I think three of the four are.
Okay. Do you have a guess or preference who the odd man out is?
I think the odd man out would probably be Ivy. It just doesn't feel like he fits. And if there was a guy that you would think fit with the organization, it would be Ivy because of his history with it and everything that goes into it. But it just doesn't feel like he is a fit with the other players. And it doesn't mean he can't be a good player in the NBA. I just don't feel like he fits with those guys.
It's tough. He's an NBA player. He's got the extra gear. He can get to the rim. But he's been, I mean, not that people have been paying attention lately. It's not like he grabbed the mantle at the end of this season when he had the opportunity. And he's not a shooter, so he doesn't compliment Cade. My only question is, if he doesn't have the value,
what are you going to get back for?
Selling for pennies on the dollar. Could you get more for Durin, who has not been the rim defender he was promised? Still very, very young. My point is, you got to give to get. And if you're in a position where you're trying to spin off a non-shooter to get a shooter, or a non-shooter to get a better compliment, someone on the wing, you got to give to get.
Well, I think if you're going to label, okay, who brings the most? It's obviously Cade.
Right.
Who brings the second most? Probably Durin.
Durin, yeah.
And then
if you're not trading Cade, then you might have to be open. I know.
Yeah, and then it's probably Ivy, and then it's Thompson. And the thing about Thompson is that he's just a rookie.
Yeah. Hey, 248-539-9797. Some ticket text. Apples and ass is a horrible Febreze scent. Flush it, Dave, in New Baltimore. Can someone start a band called Apples and Ass? Signed, Nick, on the ticket text. Pacers were also the number one offense this year. Don't forget that point, Gov. That's from Dave at work. Yeah, there are countless examples. It was a good job by Tom. Countless examples of teams who have been bad, and after a few years, they show some semblance of life, and then there's the Detroit Pistons. All right, coming up next, 10 days away from the NFL draft, 10 names, reactions, 97.1.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Despite the photos circulating on social media, I was not crying with my cat on Saturday night, John.
Tears of joy.
And if there
right?
are tears, exactly, they were tears of joy as the Red Wings, third period, got to kill off a penalty or the season's over.
If they win the game. The photo.
It's a Honeycutt special?
Yeah. James Honeycutt does a wonderful job.
Well, caricatures.
Caricatures. What?
That's when you've made it. When you've got a James Honeycutt caricature.
Yes, I agree. I was kind of like, I was looking, when I first started here, I'm looking at Stoney had a couple, and Gator and Doug had some, and then mine arrived. And I was like, all right, I've made it. And
yours
have
is like you
arrived.
Ice fishing in a full Michigan football uniform.
Yes.
Mine is me in my boxers on a couch crying while I hold my cat with a broken car flag in the corner.
I was sitting at a softball game and I burst out laughing. And everybody around me is like, what's wrong with this guy? And I said, you got to see this. And I passed the phone around to everyone.
I didn't see it until Jim sent it to me yesterday. I loved it. It was unbelievable. I was wondering, Saturday night, I actually thought about you a couple times during that game. Like, you were probably on cloud nine when it was 4-1.
Four unanswered goals? Hot damn, there we go.
After one.
Yep.
And then that second period. And I actually was concerned that you were going to start cracking the bottle and go off the deep end.
Yeah,
by yourself. Yeah, you and your cat.
Mm-hmm.
It takes you to a dark place. You're like, they're going to do this again, aren't they? And then you find out before that third period that if they lose in regulation, the season's over.
I was concerned Jim was actually going to burn down his house.
Yeah, I know. All things were on the table at that point. They were up 4-1, and I'm listening to Rieger on the way home, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, I should text Jim. I should text him right now. And then I thought, no, you know what? I don't want to be the jinx for Jim. And then all of a sudden they come storming back and tie it up. And at that point, I definitely wasn't, because I didn't want you to abuse your phone. I'm sure you were getting enough love from other friends.
Yeah. They won the game though. And it's Dylan Larkin and it's overtime and it's the captain. It's the guy that's had, carried the most weight of this drought, right? He has suffered the most of anybody in that locker room. He made the playoffs as a bright-eyed and bushy-tailed 19-year-old, I think. I think he's still a teenager, right? And he's sitting on a team with Zetterberg as the captain, and it's the Red Wings, and of course you're in the playoffs, and only good things are going to happen about that. It's been a long time, and he suffered through a lot of losing. And when he scored that goal in overtime, he's jumping up and down like a little kid.
Yeah.
And you go, in Toronto, season on the line, season on the brink. Who else but the captain to deliver? And it was Birchie Kid that had a great stat. And it shows just how important Dylan Larkin is for this hockey team. With Dylan Larkin this season, they're a plus 22 goal differential, 100-point pace. Without him, they're a minus 20 goal differential, 44-point pace. He is critical for this team. They bump DeBrinket up to his line. DeBrinket scores a couple goals. Nice to see him score a couple goals. And you realize as we come into today, while they do not control their own destiny, I think they're in the best position of anybody on the bubble to get in. And it's supported by the odds on Money Puck, and it's supported by the logic. The Red Wings will play the Montreal Canadiens back-to-back. They need to... The simplest solution, there's a bunch of scenarios. The most simple solution is they win both, and Washington loses one game. Washington has to play Boston tonight and the Flyers tomorrow. Boston's fighting for seeding. Philly's fighting for the playoffs. They lose one. You win both. You're in. Doesn't matter about Pittsburgh. Doesn't matter about Philly. Doesn't matter about tiebreakers. You're in. You win both. You're in. Washington should lose a game. They're not a good hockey team, and they're playing good hockey teams. It's right. Stop me if you've heard this before, John. It's right there for the Detroit Red Wings. It's right there.
No, I'm not going to stop you. It's right there. And it's been there since the end of February. And they've whittled away at their lead. It's evaporated. They've been down. They've been up. And they've had many opportunities against those same teams that are in the running for that final wild card spot. And last Tuesday, hey, win and you take care of your own business. They couldn't do it. Last Thursday, on the road, win and you take care of your own business, and they couldn't do it. So what makes you think that tonight, because they're going to play the same time as the Caps and the Bruins, what makes you think that they'll be able to take care of business tonight?
It's agonizing, because if they beat Washington last week, that means you add two, take away two. You might be able to clinch tonight. if you had beaten Washington last week.
Yeah.
And instead, you got to do it the hard way. And it's going to come down to, like, here's how I know they're going to win tonight, because it has to come down to the final game of the season. It has to come down to Tuesday, where they could win or lose themselves into the playoffs. It has to.
So is that a roundabout way of giving the
No. You aren't doing that to me.
Well, that's what you just said. This is how I know they're going to win tonight. I mean, you seem pretty sure about that.
I would like to talk about why I think they're going to win tonight without locks, without flags, without props. Maybe the sharp objects in the drawer. Let's just talk hockey for a couple minutes.
Maybe we set this up for Montreal and you give Montreal the Costa lock.
Nah, that's a cheap party gag at this point. I'm with them that I think they win tonight because they've strung us out all year long.
So why not string us out one more day?
Yes, yeah. has to go down to the final day.
You know, I'd be pretty stunned if they lost tonight and the Capitals won and they were out. I mean, they would be eliminated if that happened.
Yeah, they can't if they
lost in regulation.
They can't clinch getting into the playoffs, but they can clinch being eliminated.
Yeah, Washington wins, Wings lose in regulation, they're out.
It's over. And people go, well, wait, why not? It's because of the tiebreaker. Detroit cannot finish with the same number of points as Washington and get in. Same deal with the Flyers. Because those teams play at the very end and they're guaranteed at least 2 points.
So everybody wants to know, and we had a text earlier about whether or not you should win and get in or lose and demand change,
right,
or force change. I'm a proponent of when you play the game, you play the game to win. I don't care what the ramifications are, but it is always better, always, to win. And I will say this, because everybody wants, you know, hey, it's Lalonde, it's Kane, it's DeBrinket. Like, there's enough blame to go around from the top down. Yzerman, Larkin, everybody has enough blame to go around. But I'll ask you this, and I'm not defending Lalonde when I ask you this question, because I want to know what your thoughts are on it. Going into the season, what were the expectations by the odds makers of what the point total would be for the Detroit Red Wings?
87, 88, something in there.
And where are they now?
They have 87 points.
They're right where most people expected them to be. Now, they've taken a very, roundabout way.
Yep.
Yeah, circuitous is the word I was looking for.
I knew what you meant.
Still struggling with words. But they're right where everybody thought they would be. Now, enter February, and you reset the expectations, because what did we do for the Lions? We reset the expectations. It was win the division, win a playoff game. Oh, now we expect them to win the second one, especially since it was Tampa. Like, you expect all of these things, and it's okay to change your expectations. And when those expectations change, they change for everyone.
Yeah, I think it's really important to point out, fine, this is where they were expected to be. That's a Lalonde special, right? They added Patrick Kane. You brought this up. How many points is he worth over the course of the season? And we didn't say it's worth 10 points, but it was, hey, can he win you a couple extra games? He has 7 game-winning goals. If you thought you could get to 88 and he was worth a couple extra, that's 92. So the expectation should be 92. 92 gets you in. If you fall short, you miss the playoffs, that's a failure. And I know everybody gets all in their feelings because that's a harsh word, but when you aim high and you don't get there, that's failing. That's part of having high expectations or having standards for your hockey team. They were good enough to get in. They intentionally left young players in the minors to start the year, signed a bunch of grown-ups and veterans, added Patrick Kane, did have a 9-point cushion. You're damn right they better get in the playoffs. And it's still right there for them to the very last 2 games of the regular season. Win the 2.
And get in.
And Washington loses and you're in. So I still think they're going to get in. Now, the question was, do you trust this hockey team? I don't trust the Capitals. I don't trust the Red Wings. I don't trust the Penguins. I don't trust anybody on this bubble, but someone's got to get in. And if someone's got to get in, I think the Red Wings are the best team on the bubble.
Yeah, because they are going to take 8 teams, right?
Last I checked, they haven't made an amendment where you go, we'll give the first team a bye. No, they have to take 8 teams. Someone's got to play themselves in. If this makes you uncomfortable that I think they're going to get in, fine. This is how I feel.
I'm not comfortable saying they're in, they're out. What I am comfortable saying is that it's been entertaining. It's been maddening. It's been frustrating. It's been exciting. It's been all of the emotions and more so negative in the last 6 weeks simply because they had such an opportunity in front of them. They squandered it, and now they're fighting. But this is a team that has performed pretty much to expectations. And what did we want going in? Yes, I thought that they were going to be a playoff team. But what we wanted was a playoff run. We wanted some excitement, some entertainment. Now, all they have to do is finish it off.
The big question for tonight's game, we'll get to that coming up next. It's 97.1.
Hey, bet the NBA play-in tournament with a no-sweat same-game parlay from FanDuel. And it doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account. This one is open to everyone. You're going to get bonus bets back if your same-game parlay doesn't win on any Tuesday night matchup. NBA same game parlays are the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance to score a bigger payday. Put down a little, design your same game parlay however you want it, and then you got a chance for a big payout. However you want to play, just head to FanDuel.com/Jansen to bet the NBA with a no sweat same game parlay. That's FanDuel.com/Jansen. And make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA and 97.1 The Ticket. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Minimum 3-leg parlay required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max refund $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problems? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help.
The voice of a broken man, Mark Champion. Guy endured 68 losses in a season, the worst in Pistons history. We touched on it earlier, Odyssey Rewind. Also talked golf, Scottie Scheffler, the shadow of Scheffler. Golf guy's telling us, is this different? Can he grab the mantle and actually run with it in a way that some of these past, quote, phenoms didn't? Red Wings, question of the night. Not just, do they win? Who's between the pipes? How do you play this?
I'll go back to my prediction early on. I mean, Lyon has the best track record over the year. He's had the most opportunity. They obviously are the most comfortable with him. Reimer, I know over the last five games, you've got some stats I know you're going to throw our way.
Yep.
Has been maybe
the slightest
the hot
bit.
Hand.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's the thing is if they had, you know, good goalie play, consistently good goalie play, we wouldn't be in this position. If they had good defense, if they didn't go on the offense didn't evaporate in the month of March, there's a lot of different things that would prevent us from being here right now.
Yeah, I mean, we'll be able to do a full post-mortem if they miss the playoffs. I'd like to delay that and not do that show altogether. I'd love to see them get in. Part of the decision is, who do you trust in goal right now? James Reimer's 4-1 in his last five. Now, let's not mistake that for playing well. Toronto's, he was out of position a couple times. It was an adventure. But he had big saves in the third. He's won four of his last five games. And he has, it's a 9-10 save percentage, which is pretty good. It's not great, it's good. It's a little better than Alex Lyon, who in the last five games is 2-2-1 with a 907 save percentage. And Lyon just laid that egg in the Pittsburgh game where he couldn't make a single big save. The Washington game, I don't think he was tested all that much, but he didn't make the big save on Ovechkin right before the second period. Would have been a tough play. I'm not blaming him for it, but we need a guy to make the save, and he hasn't. And then I go, okay, well, if neither guy's going to stand on his head, Reimer's the, let's not call it the hot hand, the lukewarm hand.
Yeah,
I'd go with Reimer. And we put this up on our poll question on Twitter, Costa and Jansen. 65% of people said Alex Lyon is who they would play in net tonight. It's also a dynamic of, do you play the same guy twice? If the first guy wins, do you play him the very next night? Normally you don't, but you're not worried about...
You're just worried about winning two games right now.
Win the game. That's all that matters. Our other poll question today, as Stoney comes into the studio, we'll get his thoughts on both of these. Heather Park is not in studio today. She's out sick, air quotes. We've all had our integrity question when we've been out sick on this show.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked the question, what's a better day to be sick, Monday or Friday? 54% of you said Friday. I do think for Heather, she would rather be out on a Monday. She's used time off on a Monday. It was a nicer day on Sunday. You don't have to worry about getting up early the next day.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's actually sick.
Yeah. I mean, you know, jury's out. I mean, she was building up to this.
Late last week.
She laid the groundwork.
She did.
Very well.
She did.
And but if it was me, I would always choose a Friday versus a Monday. I'd rather the week end quickly than have it abbreviated start.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.